This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. We're here with Bobby Rice from the Wheels of Time Museum. Bobby, so good to see you again.
It's so good to see you and Nathan again. It hardly seems possible. It's been a year since the last time I was here to visit you two.
Well, and since the last time we talked, some big news at the museum, including you've expanded from three buildings to four.
Yes, we have. We broke ground last June, and we now have two more exhibits there. One is the Early Ford V8 Club, which has joined with us. We've joined forces with the Early Ford V8 Club in collaboration for the next few years, and they are having a display that will change every 4 to 5 weeks of cars that they have on display. And this gives our members a chance to put in different vehicles for the public in the area to see. And the V8 Club, when they say V8, they're talking about cars that were built from 1932 to 1953. There may be some older and some newer in there, but that's their genre of time period because that there was a certain type of engine that was built at that time.
And so the idea is that by working with them, the individual cars can cycle in and out of the collection, so it will change over time.
It will rotate throughout the season. They will rotate with different vehicles throughout the season. And we do one car that will stay there most of the season, and that's one that the kids can get in. And it has a rumble seat. It's a 1930 Model A.
Now, this building has been in the works for some time. You were saying that you initially conceived of the fourth building 20, 25 years ago?
They actually planned for it 20, 25 years ago, but it's a matter of timing and getting funding and having everything come together. In the last few years, we finally came together. And so it's there. And then the back part of it is a workshop, which we desperately needed to work on larger projects because many of the objects we have didn't fit in the workshop in our old main building. And included in this area, we now have space to restore a 1931 Aaron's Fox fire truck that did belong to the city of Peoria. And it was operated for 25 years by the city. And then it had various owners, and it's been at Wheels of Time for about 25 years awaiting restoration. And the Heart of Illinois Fire Buffs have come into play, and they're doing the restoration on this vehicle.
And from my understanding, there weren't very many, only a few in the world?
I'm not sure the amount, but there were not that many, and it was considered a Rolls-Royce of fire trucks for a city to have one. And the front part of it has a pumping system. It's kind of a very hard device to imagine. It's a very wonderful device. It's a colorful device when it's finished. It's magnificent.
Now, it's interesting. Obviously, the Wheels of Time Museum has a lot of old cars, old trucks, old trains, but it must present a real challenge for you because, obviously, the age of these items makes them hard to maintain and keep in good repair. There aren't that many people who know how to do it.
So far, we've been fortunate. There may be a problem in the future, but we've had a lot of retirees come along that do have worked in facilities where they knew how to handle this equipment when they were working. And so they've been able to transfer over to help us out. And so far, that has not been a problem. And we also have there's secondary sources to obtain parts or else you can get creative and make your own, which some people have done or they found sources to do so. We had a group in last week that from the CAT antique group, and they were through. And, of course, they have sources for their parts as well. So, I mean, there's a secondary market out there that we're not aware of because we're not normally dealing with it in this area. But many Caterpillar people that collect Caterpillar tractors have the sources.
Talk a little bit more about how you get this machinery, because the machines you just brought up work beautifully with your mission, Wheels of Time, and going back in time. Do you do outreach, or do people get a hold of you too?
It's been a combination. Some of the things we have are on loan. Some of the things we have are ours. And it's been a mixture. Many times they've come to us looking for a way to display their item. Sometimes we have to say no, because we're at a point now where we have to really judge and decide if this will work within our criteria of what our mission is. Because there's a wheel in almost everything. There's a wheel in a bobbin of a sewing machine. We have one of those, too. So we have women's fashion. So we have a variety of, and toys, and, of course, model trains. So we have a variety of things in there, of something for all ages, not just cars and not just trains.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about a typical artifact in your collection, you know, it could be something that dates back to the 1930s or even further back than that. What's the history of a typical item? Is it something that somebody owned and then it was in storage in somebody's barn in somebody's attic for years and years and years and then it turns up?
It's a combination. Some people are dispersing their parents' homes or their own house, and they decided they want to donate something and see if our way be, and see if it, and we'll decide if it does or does not fit into what we're doing. And if it does, we gladly accept it. We also have to make judgments and reject several things as well.
Who is the we, Bobby?
Several of us are on a curators committee and kind of make a decision. There's a few key people that we talk to, particularly our president, vice president, and so forth. But several of us, if you've been involved with the museum enough, you can kind of have a feel for what you really can be looking for, what you might be able to absorb.
Now, are those conversations going to be a little easier in the future now that you've got the additional facility and the additional space, or is that still going to be a pretty tough set of decisions every year?
It's the same. It'll be the same set, tough set of decisions because our new building's filled.
Already.
So we have more things in storage that we can have than we can even have out. So that does, because the new building, the front part of it is an early Ford V8 Club display of like what a dealership would have been several years ago, and a lot of artifacts. So therefore, we've had a few things that they've assimilated into the display work, display as well.
This may be a tough statistic to share, but I wonder if you can say, on average, how long someone spends at your museum? Because I've been there before where classes of students were there for hours and hours.
For tour, we'll change it this year because we have a new building to add to it. We used to allow an hour and a half. Now it's about an hour and 45 minutes for tour groups for kids. But we've had adults and other groups, families come out. They'll spend 2, 3, 4 hours. You know, it depends on how much, what they want to cover that day, what they want to do. And we also have a membership form now where they can come out if they want to become a member. Think about as many times a season as they want to. And it's priced reasonably, so they can do it for a family or even for an individual. We set various different categories up.
I wonder, too, if you can share a little bit about volunteerism. When I was there before, there were volunteers taking the students around.
Right. We always need more tour guides, hosts, people to work in the gift shop, as well as behind the scenes. And we always need more people. There's been a turnover because of age and a variety of situations.
Now, we've been talking a lot about the cars, the fire engines, the tractors, sort of the vehicles that are
right.
in your collection. But that isn't the extent of what's on display. You've also got old toys and clothes and a section called Grandma's Kitchen. I mean, can
right.
you talk a little bit about some of those exhibits as well?
Right, we do. And it's fun because the kids like to see some of Grandma's Kitchen because we also have a working pump in there so they can see what a recycling pump is like that you find on a farm. And they actually can operate the pump. And then we kind of explained to them about a wood-burning stove and how everything was heated on a wood-burning stove, including the irons. And we also have a little device to work with the lace at the bottom of a dress, and that they can illustrate that. We also have a USDA ag display, agriculture display, and we could talk about some of the things that go on in the ag lab, happened because East Peoria was where penicillin was mass-produced. So it's a very important area. We have a WMBD radio. I'm sorry. we have a radio station with older original microphones, and we also have a record duplicating device that, it's kind of unique, but I tell the kids that's what we used before we had CDs and before we have iPods and things for duplicating now. This is the way it was done. We have about 14 airplanes suspended overhead, including a BD-5, like James Bond flew in the movie Octopussy, and then we have animated dolls that were in one of the department stores downtown when I was a child at Christmas. And they are set so that you walk past a certain point and they go off and it starts up.
One of the things that you talked about was some of the interactive nature of some of your exhibits. And just during my lifetime, that's one thing that has really changed about museums. A lot of museums are much more interactive than they were when I was 8 or 10. And is that an important part of what you're trying to do with your collection? Not just have it there for people to look at, but have something that people can get their hands on.
Right. We think it's very important so that people of all ages can get their hands on something. We have the typewriters, which kids just look at those and we want them to use them. And they do. And then just a variety of things that they won't see. We have a little button for the circus parade, and push the button, and it just goes around, and they enjoy, the little ones enjoy that. There's just a variety of things. But then the adults, they like to play a record in the old jukebox and up in the music room. And then we have jukeboxes throughout the building. And if you're lucky and have a guide around, you might even get on the fire truck. And you can get on one fire truck and horn and siren.
You've done such a good job about taking us back in time, which is really what you want the Wheels of Time to do.
It is. Actually, I think it's a kind of a break from today's technology to walk in there and to just realize that, to take a step back and to just enjoy yourself. And even if you're a grandparent, you can become young at heart again and have a good time. And you also can learn about the things that were made in the Peoria area, as well as other places that we have on display, because we're there to educate as well as to entertain.
We've been talking with Bobby Rice from the Wheels of Time Museum. Their season continues through the end of October. Bobby, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Nathan, what else is playing in the Peoria area this weekend? The Peoria Area Civic Chorale presents its spring concert at Grace Presbyterian Church tomorrow night. Their concert, A Grand and Glorious Day, includes music that celebrates the splendor of morning, the joy of friendship, and a hope for the future.
And with the academic year coming to an end, there are a lot of concerts at Bradley University this weekend. The Bradley Symphony Orchestra performs tomorrow at 3 o'clock, the Jazz Ensemble tomorrow night at 7:30, the Guitar Ensemble is Sunday night at 7:30. All of those performances are at the Dingledine Music Center.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Brian Swernowski. You can subscribe to our weekly podcast at PeoriaPublicRadio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.